comedy member, a neighbor, perhaps, a few of us. Yeah, so I just wanted you to start thinking about those adults, because chances are you have been that adult in someone's life already, or maybe currently are, or can have the opportunity to be that adult in someone's life through some things we'll talk about later. So this is where what we'll be doing today. We'll give you a quick overview of ENP, so that's where we work, Every Neighborhood Partnership. The bulk of what we'll do today is focus on that GRACE model, which is on the handout that you got. And that's something you can use in context wherever you're at, whether you work with ENP, any context that you're working with kids. And you'll get a chance to practice and a little bit of performing. So we have this nice stage for you. And then some next steps where we'll show how you can get involved through ENP.
So a little on the history. How many of you guys have heard of Every Neighborhood Partnership? Great. So how many of you guys know the history and origins of Every Neighborhood Partnership? Yeah. So a little bit of what Joe shared this morning was that Every Neighborhood Partnership stemmed out of a ministry of engaging kids in a community. And it was a special opportunity that they went in and to Susan B. Anthony neighborhood, and we see a very young Artie Padilla. And a lot of what happened in that setting was just God opening doors because someone decided to show up and be the hands and feet of Jesus. And God directed and guided in that process. And so this is a family, one of the very first families that they started it as a result of being in that space just playing. God opened up doors to be in that neighborhood and to be a catalyst for change and empowerment. And so this is one of the families, and they begin really seeing that there could be a difference. And there was more to the ministry of playing than playing. And Saturday sports stemmed out of that in 2010, organized into a 501c3. Today, we are blessed. I am blessed to oversee 24 different Saturday sports programs. This morning, we have about 14 of those sites running this morning. And so throughout the city of Fresno, there are loving, caring adults engaging in what was started way back here, which is come into that space, play with kids, make a difference. Some small, some big, right? Just like Joe said. So that's where we started. And so we're going to talk a little bit about a GRACE model of engaging youth. It's a way of engaging youth that actually helps to support healthy development. There's a lot of science behind it, but the bottom line is that by engaging with young people strategically and intentionally, we can impact in a positive way their development, right? And so this is an acronym that I came up with that really talks about three characteristics or five basic characteristics of this model, and that is to give, to respect, to assist, and connect, and to encourage. And so in front of you is that front page is kind of an overview, and you'll see in that one column there's a characteristic, and you know, like that first one is about caring. And then you'll see that next column next to it is the actions that talk about caring, right? So we're going to go through that. And Janessa is going to give you some more specific directions in the activity that we're going to participate here.
So what you'll be doing, so that packet, like you mentioned, that front page is the overview of all of it. But then if you go turn to the next pages, it breaks it down. So like the first page is the G, the give, and has some verses to like that correspond with that, some actions, next steps, all of that. And it goes through the whole, you know, GRACE. What you'll be doing is you'll be picking one letter, and you can go to either the G, the R, the A, the C, the E. We have about 20 people, so about four per group, roughly. You'll go find your area. You can choose which spot. And then with your team, you'll be doing this. So you can read that your section, that one page, and the corresponding verses. And then discuss as a group, when have you seen this lived out well or not so well in your context? So that could be, you know, with your own children, that could be in Sunday school, that could be any place you've been with children before. And then with your group, you'll design a 2-minute skit, so just simple, that shows that trait. And it could be done well in your skit, or it can also be done poorly in your skit, either way. So you can choose. If you're feeling stumped, if you look at the actions column on your page, look at like and kind of just choose one of those actions that's on there.
So I've noticed as I'm looking out some expressions of concern. And so I want to encourage you. I want to guide you. Take a nice deep breath. God is good. And the reason we do things like this is that the way, often the way people learn, the didactic style of just presenting information always isn't the best way to anchor new knowledge so that you can carry it away. How many of you guys have ever gone to a setting where you've heard a person talk and you walk out and you think, man, the next day is like, what was it he said? So plus we get to play, and a lot of big part of mine is recreation. So when we anchor activities in action, it helps to root it in your mind, because the most important piece is that last column where it says my next steps, right? We're hoping that each of you will find in the presentation of the skits something that you're going to be able to attach to and say, hey, I'm going to try that in my context, whether it's Sunday school, as a parent, as a teacher, whatever your context is in engagement with young people, that in each of those attributes, you're going to find a next step for yourself. Okay? So one more time, nice deep breath. And then this is the, there's some research that says that sound, right, is really helpful. So here we go again. Ready? All right, there we go. Smiles. I see we're a little bit at ease. So we got about four on each of the letters. First come, first serve. So pick your attribute.
And you'll have until about like 10:15. 10:15, we're coming back together to start.
Janessa and I will be walking around helping groups. So over here is the A for encourage, C for connect, A for assist. We got respect over here.
Thank you.
Okay, just want to remind everybody, as you're working through that, one of the work products of this time is a two-minute skit. So good. Just want to help you stay on track and on task.
Because we're only 15 minutes into the whole presentation.
Okay,
yeah, yeah. So, so with this should have been at 40. Yeah. So that would be at, let's see, what is that? 10, and then 10 would be 20, so about 4 minutes. So at 20, we would be over. Yeah. Because if we did the 10 plus 15, it would be 25. So when this is at 25, 20 would be 5 minutes left.
Gotcha. So it'd be like 3 more minutes.
Yeah.
So just to help keep you guys on track, you may want to actually be moving into rehearsal mode, right?
Yeah.
We'll give you a 5 minute warning when it's time. When you have 5 minutes, we'll give you 5 minutes. Five minutes,
and we'll get ready to.
We'll take the 5 minutes.
We got 2 minutes and we'll get started. Like, give me a thumbs up if you're ready. Thumbs up if you're ready. I'm seeing each group. Thumbs up if we're ready. Thumbs up. Awesome. Let's go ahead and come on back together.
All right. Go ahead and take a seat. And before we call it, we're going to go in order of grace. And just a couple of encouraging words, if I could. You guys are amazing. Some of the things I heard talking and going on, that's great. You guys, I'm excited to see how you demonstrate those things. And I want to encourage each team, as the presenting team is acting out, go to that page. And think about those next steps that you see modeling, right? And jot down those notes because, again, it's about taking back some of the next steps that you can use in fostering developmental relationships in your context, whether that's at work, in ministry, in your own home with the kids in your family or neighborhood, right, in your own context, okay? And this is a safe space, yeah? We're amongst folks of the same kind of heart. You're here because you have a heart for the kingdom work that God has called us into. So I want to encourage you, allow your creativity to flow in grace and put your heart into your role. So we're going to go ahead and introduce giving.
But we're married and we're at home, and we're just having a conversation, and then it's going to go from there. Tell us which ones, there's going to be a good one and a bad one, if you will. So we're going to try to share that. So we're talking.
I had the worst day I could ever had today.
My day wasn't any.
I had the worst day I could ever have. Excuse me, I'm talking to your father about something important. I just can't get over it. What's happening?
My day was worse than yours.
No, no,
yeah.
No.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Oh, hey, Rachel. How are you? How are you doing, Doug?
How was your day?
It was good. I'm so excited. I'm in a program where I get to play.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yes. Wow. And
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, we're so excited. Thank you. I can't wait to go see your program.
Oh, I want you to.
That's right. There you go.
You saw the difference, hopefully. And that was us. We picked it only from a parent. There's all kinds of situations of kids, but we wanted to show how, even at home, you should, you know, look to your kids. I mean, how you should treat them, and whether it's home or however. So Dina was not the way to do it, obviously.
Amazing. Give them a great big round of applause. Real quick, just popcorning from the rest of the group. What are some takeaways? What are some thoughts that ran through your mind as you saw what was being acted out?
Allow interruptions.
I love it. Allow interruptions. That's amazing.
Don't show favoritism.
Yeah. Who said it? Equal love. Amen. Equal love. I love that. That's great. Wow, wisdom from the audience. Listen well, be still. Wow. If you're not writing those down, I want to encourage you. Those are great next steps, right? The next time you come and you find yourself engaged with youth, you might. It's been my experience. God always gives us an opportunity for the lab after the lecture. Yeah? Yeah? That's putting into practice what we heard preached or taught, right? There's always a lab following the lecture. So if you're mindful of that, you're going to find in your next encounter an opportunity to listen well, be patient, not show favoritism, right? All those things. Awesome. Thank you again. Give it up for our first group. And now we're looking at, we're going to invite respect. I disrespected you, so I apologize. Respect, come on up. I think I've just seen some giftings and some awesome takeaways. Anybody, popcorn out. What did you hear? What did you see? Back to patience. Yes, you're going to see some recurring themes. Yes. Yeah. What else? How many of you guys, okay, so I'm going to like be transparent, tend to forget the image of God in little people, right? We sometimes tend to forget that in adults, but at least when we're at church, we tend to recall that because it's in our presence and it's being, but even then, little people, right? We tend to forget that they also, with all their wonderful behaviors and opportunities for teaching adults, are also made in the image of God. Yes? Wow. Great. Anyone else? That is those two ideas, right, about allow space for mistakes because everyone individually learns differently. And the whole idea behind the grace model is that it's a play on how do we have grace relationships, right? How do we give unmerited favor? It's not they deserve to be, you know, they've earned it, so I'm going to treat them right. Right? It's unmerited favor because of the image of God who's in them. Amen? Man, that's awesome. But I can resonate with you because I'm like, oh, there's an eggshell in there. Wait, what are you doing?
We made pancakes for our little grandson yesterday. And I wasn't that bad. I didn't have that in me. It was going on.
Well, good. Give him a hand. Give him a hand. Thank you. You guys are amazing. And now it's assist. Come on up.
So I'm going to be a student, this is mentor,
mentor.
And teacher.
How are you doing?
Fine, I guess.
It doesn't look like.
Well, it's just this class at school. You know, I'm really trying. I don't understand why I need to know English. I'm not good at it. I don't see why I need to try hard, and I'm not doing good.
You have so much potential, though. What would it take to just be present in the class, to make you feel good about being there?
I don't know. Maybe if we didn't have to do, like, all the vocab and stuff.
Who do you have that, you know, do you have friends that you could work with, that you could maybe do your homework together with? Anything?
I don't know. I don't think my friends would want to help.
How about we go talk to the teacher? Let's see if we can kind of brainstorm some ideas, because you have so much potential. You have so many gifts. You're a fun person to be with. People like you. If you do well in school, you'll do well in life. You've just got to learn how to apply yourself to do this.
Fine.
I believe in you.
Man, I see those kids all the time, right? First, it was the hood that was immediately transported me into that setting where I'm like, okay, we got students here. But then it was the, great job. Okay, takeaways, next steps, what'd you hear? Absolutely, absolutely. Anyone else? Yeah. You see, again, there's this overlap amongst those attributes, right, is when it really becomes holistic. You're doing all of those things, the grace, right? You're doing all of those because it's flowing out of the grace that is in us because of who's in us, right? Awesome. Yes, yes. Anybody else? Yes. Wow. Wow.
Let's take a couple at a time that can empower him with that success, and that can snowball in a good way.
Absolutely. I saw a hand over here.
And just the idea, too, of keeping him on track. So not letting the student give up, not letting them just abandon it because it gets difficult. So setting those limits and boundaries, but still encouraging at the same time.
Absolutely. And what I really loved about what I saw up there was the essence of guidance and not dictating what should be. It was very empowering, right? And so it was just enough. It kind of reminded me of bumper bowling, right? Gutter ball. There was just enough to keep them in the lane, right? And keep them moving towards the goal. But it honored his lived experience, right? And it just walked with him alongside. Amen. Awesome. Great job. Give him a round of applause. All right, connection, come on up.
Michelle,
happy Saturday.
Dennis, we're back again at Jefferson Elementary, out here on the schoolyard, looking for a good game of soccer, right? Are we ready to go?
We have a breakfast.
Free breakfast. We're going to have a gospel message in a little bit. And we've got some kids that are around here, but it's my turn, right, to go comb the neighborhood and see if we can
move.
Is that cool?
We'll start making our team.
So you guys, do that. I'm going to go kind of bust around here. Andrew, it's good to meet you. I see you're playing soccer here, buddy. You got some skills, huh? Can you, like, do a bicycle kick or a roundhouse? Or
working on that.
You're working on it? All right. You have a favorite team?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who's your favorite team, buddy?
I like Bayern München. They're a German team.
Really?
Wow. Really inspiring, yeah.
You're so adept at the soccer, huh? Are you a Messi guy? Are you a Ronaldo guy? What do you think?
Probably more Ronaldo.
Pretty cool. Hey, so here's the deal. You're at Jefferson, right?
Yeah.
I know you're here in your yard right now, at your house or whatever, but just right over there at your school, we've got some folks over there that are starting a soccer game. You mind if you come over? You want to come over and check it out?
Yeah.
See what's up? Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right, pass it to me, man. I got skills. Back at you.
Come on, Kev.
That's not
your sport.
On it. Okay? Yeah. Andrew, I'm more basketball than anything. Hey, I want to introduce you to Michelle. Michelle, this is
Andrew.
Thanks for coming
this morning.
This is Dennis. Andrew's this is Andrew. He just lives right around the way. Perfect. He loves soccer. His German team is his favorite team.
Yeah.
And he said he wanted to join. Are we ready to play? Is there room for him to?
Always room. We're making teams. You want to be on my team, the winning team?
We'll
do that.
All right. Ready? Let's play. Let's go. Play. Let's go. Come on. Kid.
All
right. Yeah. And scene.
That was amazing. Amazing. Wow.
And direction. Right? We're now folding in direction in our skits. That's amazing. You guys are awesome. Real quick, what are some takeaways that you noticed from your vantage point? Wow, right? It's in the go, right? The commission stresses go. Absolutely, I love that. Yeah, what else?
Just connecting as they went out into, whether it's the community or just even kids, maybe someone standing by themselves, going and, like you said, going to them, welcoming them, kind of getting them excited about connecting with other kids or other people. Getting them involved.
Right,
and
right.
That's where you're exposing them to something else and inspiring them again to see possibilities, you know. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody else? Yes.
Being willing to have some knowledge about what they care about. Mm-hmm. Yes. That way you can enter into conversations and be ready for that response and actually understand it. Even if you don't know, allowing them to be able to teach you about it.
That's huge. That's huge, right? Because some of us are perhaps multiple lifetimes away from those young people, right? Engaging with a 14-year-old where there may be a couple of his lives experiences that I have to reach back in my memory and social context that just may not connect, right? So coming to that as a learner, right, and learning from them, right, and respecting that they have something and then connecting them, right? So you see how these pieces all kind of connect together? Absolutely. Great, great.
And just one other thing, I think kind of spinning off what she said. You know, I did the Saturday sports for years at Susan B. and used to do flag football, and then over here it'd be soccer. But some kids just, certain things they don't like. So when you find out, I think as she was saying, find out what their interest is. What do you like to do? I like soccer. I don't like football. Well, let's get you over here in the soccer. You know, let's see how you do there. There's some other kids over there that like soccer, too. So I think their interests and what they like to do, other than saying, all we're doing today is this.
you don't want to do that, you're not going to do anything. That's not encouraging. That's not pumping them up a little bit.
Absolutely. And let me just plug for Saturday Sports for those of you who may get stuck on the sports. The way I kind of bridge that challenge is I tell them, if it's not illegal or immoral, we could probably do it at Saturday Sports. Right? If it's something you're interested in and it's a vehicle and a tool to engage young people, you'll be surprised. They may not have even heard of crocheting. Right? My niece. But she loves to do it after my mom introduced her to it one time. Yeah, so by all means, if it's something that you enjoy doing, there's probably an opportunity to connect with a young person, right? Amazing. Let's give them a hand. Thank you. And so that was connect, and now we're at encourage. I'm going to encourage to come on up.
I think I've got the best group of salespeople I could ever imagine having.
You're not her, though. And I don't think I can do it.
Oh!
You can do it. I believe in you.
Yes. You know, yes, you all have the potential. You just have to say to yourself, I can do this.
I can do this.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
Not sure.
Yes.
You're okay.
Yes. You've all got it inside you because we all want to do our best. Yes. And I know you can make that sales goal of $2,000 a week. And I know that if you go and talk to that one particular customer that, you know, sometimes gives you just a little bit of negativity, just hand them a Tootsie Roll. And Sherry,
yes.
You're always so encouraging. That's what you want to be when you go through that back door and you want to sell them that kohlrabi that they don't have a clue what they're going to do with.
Okay.
And Lauren, you've always been great out there. Just continue to build on all of your successes.
Good job, team.
Yes.
Thank you. That was great. Takeaways.
Personalized.
Say that again.
It was personalized. Every encouragement was personalized to the individual.
And you know, that can be challenging in our hustle and bustle and hurry and go world. To do it sincerely and authentically without this kind of out of the box, cookie cutter, apply to anybody, affirmations and encouragement, right? Yes, it took some knowledge of the individual. I would absolutely, wholeheartedly agree that was powerful, right? What else?
The thing of encouragement, I think that's what she was primarily saying, even though they're staff or coworkers, I mean, expecting your best. You can do better, but in a caring way, the way it was presented to them. I think that could be done as well with kids,
yes.
Wherever, home, at the schools, in the play, you know. So I think the thing applies as well. So
absolutely. And I was over there, and I was thinking the context that was presented was actually really, really important. You can't give what you don't have. Adults equally need grace relationships that help to develop. It's the context in which the church helps the church body to grow, right? In Ephesians, the Bible talks about the edification of one another, right? And so the great thing that neuroscience tells us is that our brains are more like Play-Doh than cement. So even adults who maybe have come from a very challenging place who are still, you know, what's that saying? God's not done with me yet, yeah? And so, yes, absolutely. This is relationships across the age span. They're not just pertaining to kids. This is how God would have us to relate to one another regardless of our age. Yeah? Yeah. Any other takeaways? Great. Let's give all of you a round of applause. And then Janessa's going to share a little opportunity.
Yeah, that was great. I captured that all on film. So you all did so great. I know. Yes. Yeah, there's just, I appreciate the wealth of knowledge in this room, and I could just see from like the design of those skits and from the feedback and the takeaways that you all have a lot of knowledge already, and I hope this just encouraged you to dig deep into that knowledge and think about new ways to apply it. So here, we just wanted to share a few opportunities of how you could get involved with ENP, with Every Neighborhood Partnership. So like Brian mentioned earlier, we partner churches with school campuses, and so the Well North specifically has partnered with Susan B. Anthony, and then the Fig campus, the Well Fig campus, has partnered with Powers Ginsburg. And so we encourage you, if you're wanting to get involved, we'd encourage you, if you attend North campus, to get involved at Susan B., if you attend Fig campus, to get involved at Powers Ginsburg. But of course, we have partnerships across the city, and we have, so you're welcome on any school campus, but we like for you to get, it's just nice for a whole team to get involved at a whole school site, because then you're kind of working together, not as separate individuals, but as a team.
And I could just tell you that your ministry leaders on those sites, they would be encouraged by your presence from their church family being there with them. So not only will you be showing this grace model to the kids there, but you have an opportunity to encourage the hardworking ministry leaders on those sites and the literacy mentoring program.
Yeah, so we just want, so one opportunity is literacy mentoring, and that's what I oversee. And so we're at 15 school campuses right now. Typically, volunteers work for 1 to 2 hours a week, just one day on the day that works for you. We ask for a semester commitment. There's sign-ups in the back if you want to know more information about that, but that would be weekday hours, obviously. Carol, would you like to wave? So this is Carol Young. She's my former boss, so she started this whole program. And so she's still overseeing at Susan B. So definitely talk to Carol if you want to get involved at Susan B.
And Saturday sports.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So we also have Saturday sports on both of those school campuses, Susan B. and Powers Ginsburg, as well as 22 other sites. Both Susan B. and Powers Ginsburg are every Saturday from 9 to 11. And so Brian oversees those. So if you'd like to talk to him about those, or Carol. And some of you already know a lot about it, too. Yeah.
If we could, real quick, some feedback we would love to get from you. And what we'll do is, our cards are back there. This grace model is, we're building it out still, right? This is something about EMP, is we're never content with the blessings and success that God has allowed us to experience. But in that same spirit of doing that work as unto the Lord, right? That quality and excellence of always wanting to please Jesus and to do better for his kingdom work, right? We would love your feedback. We're really looking at the scriptural lens. So this is actually a secular model of positive youth development that, as I've been engaged in the school setting, I found, and I've made some adaptations so that it could be applied into a faith-based context. And so some of the scriptures may be amiss. They may not properly align. And so any insight you have, our cards are back there. Please take those and email any feedback that you have for us. It would be greatly appreciated as we get better for the work that we do for Jesus. Amen? All right. Questions or anything, we're done.
Thank you.
I show them the game.
Thank you. Yes. 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 Very good.
My heart is out to you. I said, well,
helpful and you're loving and you're caring, and that's the Jacob I know. I said, that puts a smile on God's face. I said, don't ever you think that God and Jesus is not walking right beside you, but they allow you to make the choice. When you make those poor choices, and when you lied, that was a choice. Whose smile do you think? But oh my gosh, I thought, why did you do this right before we're supposed to get out and go to church? Because I blew it. I was not as composed as I am right now.
Y'all know.
Can I encourage you with this?
Oh, please.
So, awareness is key to change. You're aware of it, right?
Yes.
And the most powerful thing that we can give to another person who is prone to mistakes,
yes,
humans, is this non-judgmental,
yes,
awareness, right? So it's being able to, we don't deny it, turn a blind eye, it's not there. But we are aware of it with this sense of humility and non-judgment,
yes,
right? And that's a grace relationship where you're,
yes,
like, oh, I see that thing, but I can tell that there's something that,
yes,
you're not quite comfortable with.
Right.
That's good. And move them,
yes,
into, because what happens with judgment, you said you felt that temperature rising.
No.
So it probably happened with him. So at that moment,
yes,
he disconnected from what you were saying.
His eyes
didn't hear
became
it.
The biggest saucer.
Yeah. Yeah. So it sounds like you learned everything from that experience to be better.
Yeah. Well, we're,
yeah,
trying.
Yeah. Good.
We can only go forward. We definitely don't want to go backwards.
I lived
right
across the street.
So good.
Hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Excellent. Love you.
Yeah.
I put my sign up here. I'm in the process of trying to get
people will take
to the right.
You have to go away.
So the process of moving. But down the road.
Absolutely.
Either
the sports or the literacy program.
Both of them. However you would like to. And then I would encourage you, as Jesus told the disciples in John.
I will. And it's kind of a natural.
Yeah.
I mean, I just went to college.
Yes.
I don't know how many hundred years ago.
Yes. On the edge.
But the point is, and even getting
the feel
of,
so Olivia, you have to age, but you don't have to get old.
That's right.
I have not. I've been on my list.
Yes.
Is there one?
No, there's like four.
Okay.
But
that's
not. Hello, hello, welcome.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Good.
My name's Brian.
Hello, Brian.
And
Janet.
I won't remember. None of them.
Pamela.
Victoria.
And Nat.
And hi. I'm upfront about not having very good short-term memory. But that's okay. So welcome.
Thank you.
We're going to get started here on time in just a few minutes. To figure out what our time is. 11 o'clock. So you guys are like early. That's good.
I'm trying to get our seats first.
Yeah, I hear you. How you doing, man? My name's Brian. I'm
James.
Was it James?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So what breakouts did you guys attend last session?
Just went to the human trafficking.
Okay. Who's presenting there?
Contreras.
Yes. Good. Appreciate what you do.
I love it.
I tell people that's my get to. That's what I get to do. There's a lot.
So what breakout session did you attend the last one?
So honestly, I just got here because Carol texted me this morning. She's like, are you going to be at church this morning? I was like, I wasn't really planning on it. And I was like, well, actually, my plan just got canceled. Then I was like, should I come? Like, I drove all the way to the big campus because I don't know why I thought I was there. I was like, should I just forget it now? But I ended up coming, and then I just went to the main one. And then I was like, the people in here do not equal the amount of cars that are out there. I was like, it must be
the rapture came.
I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Where's everybody at? Yeah. Well, I know I'm late, but I hope I wasn't really, like, really late, right? Yeah.
So then I ended up running into someone who I work with, and he's like, oh, he gave me the schedule. I was like, oh, then I found this.
Okay, good.
So I barely just got here.
Just breathing.
Yeah. I'm going with it.
We're going to roll with it.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start at 11 here. I'm sure there'll be some stragglers coming in, so give them a couple of minutes. Hello, hello.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm Brian. Is coming in now, and so I was just sharing with them that we're going to honor their time and start on time, and so we thank you very much. My name is Brian Simpson. I'm on staff with Every Neighborhood Partnership and oversee the Saturday sports program, and I generally tell people I get paid to play. I goof off. So, and this is my coworker.
Hi, I'm Janessa Heffler. So I oversee the literacy mentoring program, which is where putting volunteers, training them how to help kids learn how to read, and they're working on campus with kids who are needing reading help. So, yeah. But we wanted to first, for introductions, just if you could think about in your life as a child, who is an adult that to this day you still remember that made an impact in your life? So someone, a non-family member that you still remember, and why is it that you still remember that adult? So take a moment. And if you'll turn to someone around you and just introduce yourself and share who that adult is and why you still remember them. Do we still need this?
Yeah, they're recording. Process. So.
That's
what we did. Yeah, exactly. Welcome. How are you?
So just by a show of hands, how many people remember a teacher? Who was that person? A few. How many of them was someone from church, like a Sunday school mentor? How many, a neighbor perhaps? A few of us? Good, yeah. Anyone want to briefly share who that was and what about them or what they did for you, that why you still remember them?
Awesome.
Yeah, I loved it.
Mm-hmm. And she would always, like, our neighborhoods didn't have kids, so she would always invite us over, like, cook for us, and we would always help her with orange. We just talked to her, like, on a daily.
Yeah, that's so great. And I love how she took that time to invest in you and just stopped and listened to you. That's really neat. Yeah, anyone else want to share?
I